All right, how was that? Okay, we're getting some some physical not physical, I mean comments in the chat. Do I start sharing? No, sorry, I'm kidding. Who wants to share first, other than me? Yes, Jess. You just have to unmute yourself.
Oh, okay. There it is. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, that was awesome. I just want to tell you the thing that stuck out for me was that when you were talking about our, what do you call it? Our starting point?
Our set point, like it's just like
Center,
creating a
the
new, like
center point?
this is normal.
No,
A set.
the point that we were bringing back to our heart chakra.
Oh, the assembly point.
Assembly point. When you were talking about that, I could feel it above my left shoulder.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to it, I'm coaxing it back, I'm trying to, and it's just kind of staying there. And then, you talked about the silver thread, and I could feel that pretty aligned. And then I'm still talking to the assembly point, and I'm like, come on, little guy, let's come in closer. And then something happened where it popped up and it was further and it was
Yeah.
floating around. And I was like, what are you doing up there? And then you were all, you said, wait a minute, let's try and bring it back again. And it was just waving around up here, and then all of a sudden it was like playful. And then you said, let's try again. And then it was like, shh. And then it just sucked into my core, right into my heart chakra. And I was just laughing because I was just like, okay, well, thank you.
Great. You're like, so I have a naughty assembly point. What is
Yeah,
this? I don't know.
that's teasing me. And then my heart line felt kind of bent to the left a little bit. So I'm trying to kind of to hone that in. And then I kind of felt, I just kind of, I tried to visualize making it more taut, because it felt just
Yeah.
kind of like
Tightening it up kind
limp.
of thing.
Yeah, kind of limp and bendy. And so I just imagined pulling it up and asking God to make it tighter and then kind of realigning it in the center.
So yeah, so just so you know, like the assembly point work and the harrow work, it's like things that we, it's like, it's kind of like it's progressive. We can't just be like, come on, man, just do it. You know, like it's because like, especially for the harrow line, like your whole, the whole way your soul has embodied itself in your psychodynamic auric field is based on the tilt. Or the, you know, so when we start bringing everything back, like I had one student that I worked with for many, many years, and like that's when I found this out. Like we connected with a really strong energetic being called Victor of all of all names. I'm like, come on, you're the character of the Young and the Restless. What is this? You know, whatever. And he just kind of like he went beside her and he just pushed her hairline back in properly, and it took her like months to get over it. So,
What was the author you were telling me about, Barbara something with the with t tuning your heart line?
Barbara Ann Brennan. Yeah, she
Brennan.
has a. I think I even said I was going to send you guys the chapter in the book about that. So, I think I did, and I forgot. Sorry.
Okay, Barbara.
I'm in so much movement, but yeah, she's got a whole chapter only on the hairline. But what's really cool is that in that chapter, she gives you physical exercises to help you really feel, like you can really start feeling where it's tilted, you know, and like, and then use physical movement to like kind of let the whole thing know, like, hey, it's okay. Because for a lot of us, we have a separation because we're afraid to be in our power. We're afraid of what we're gonna do. You know, like if we've got all these like emotions of all these fuckers that abused me or whatever, and then all of a sudden you have full access to your power. Scary.
I was gonna mention something that happened not this past Tuesday, but last Tuesday in the evening, it was about 9 o'clock Pacific time. I got this crazy surge of energy that started as coldness in my body, and then a feeling of weakness, and then I told my ex that was there, and I said, I got to go lay down. Can you grab my pillow for me and some water? And I went and I just collapsed on my son's bed, and I got this crazy rush of ringing, pressure, explosion in my head, both ears ringing, just like, what is going on? And then I felt the need to kind of surge that energy through my body, like when I do my light work and I'm pulsing light, it's that surge that you make. And I just kind of surged the energy out of my head and it dissipated. But then the aftermath was that I could hear the frequency of every electronic device in the whole vicinity. And it was like, I was like, oh, the fish tank light is making that frequency. The laptop's making that frequency. The wireless router outside the house is making that frequency. The cell phone is coming in waves. And I turned it off. I turned off everything. And it was like I was in tune with everything around me.
Welcome to having your field actually process shit in real time. You know what I mean? Like, because like this is a reality. Like, our body is very dense. Like, our body is like a buffer, you know, like it buffers a lot of things. And the transition we're in is from carbon-based to silica-based. Silica is not the same. Silica, the things go right through it. Right. So to me, all I hear when you're telling me about the surge is upgrade. It's a nervous system upgrade. And you could tell after because your nervous system was like, shit, I can hear everything now. Imagine when you start hearing people's thoughts. You know,
Well,
that's just you dealing with hearing the electricity.
another crazy thing that's happening is just manifestations in the physical world. Like when I do, when the first time I did your intention breath, when I surged that energy through my heart chakra, it was a totally still day. And with that surge of energy, a crazy
Wind.
gust of wind came in,
I love it. I love it.
swirling leaves around me. And Julie, a flock of ravens came to me,
Yes.
and they descended from the north and the south
Oof.
and came down in a flock and greeted me personally, each raven swooping down. And my thought was, I am. And it was insane. And the ravens have been visiting me every day now. They come in, they see me, they circle back, and then they come and then they flap and say, "Hello, Jess, you
Well, they're
are."
super happy that you're like ting. They're kind of like, oh my God, you know, but it's not even like them. It's the beings are really what they're what do you call that? They're multidimensional, right? They're not black. They're
Just like
metallic
this
blue.
this yeah, yeah.
And
So,
they,
and then
yeah.
another experience with a golden eagle that let me care for it. It just amazing stuff. And then
Love
I've
it.
never seen golden eagles before in my life. And in the past 2 weeks, I've had six sightings and one that let me care for it. So it's just really magical stuff happening.
You're like, all that from the intention breath? No, it's from you. It's from you being ready to do it. You know, someone could do the intention breath 80 times in a row and get nothing, and someone else is ready, and it's like, poof, it blows everything. You know, wow, that's so cool. So part of your little auric fitness homework. I love giving homework, sorry.
I love homework.
I'm such an academic, you know. Like I'm like, this is the only part that sucks about being an energy healer is I don't get to give people the homework I would give them if they were in university. I'm like, you got
Well,
stuff to read before next class.
this is my current homework for myself that I just discovered, Aristotle.
That okay? I was like, is that Course in Miracles? Because that's a lot of homework, but I
It's Aristotle's first volume.
Oh. Oh boy. Yeah, that's
And
what I was gonna say. The homework, sorry, I wanna because I before I
hand
forget.
analysis too.
Yeah, that's fun. But before I forget, your homework is to you are now able to hear a bunch of electrical stuff. Now, go a bit further and actually hear the electromagnetic frequency of the beings that come see you. Hear, hear the frequency of their being. That's my homework for you. It's
Okay.
not.
I'm gonna write that down.
If you can hear electromagnetic things in your house, you are able to hear electromagnetic beings.
I did have a bat circling above me, and I could feel his sonar pulsing down on me the other night.
Yeah, you have to understand every time we wake up a little bit more, it's like everything in nature is like, woo, you know, because it's all one thing. It's it just it's hard to explain, but it's like, you know, hopefully we've all had that moment. We're sitting somewhere, we're all chilled, and all of a sudden, bling, there's like an animal that just arrives out of nowhere because they feel it. They know. They know. They're like, no, she's waking up. And they want to play. I think I said that like five times during the thing at a certain point. Play. We're here to play. We've just been playing a scary movie game, you know, and now we're going to start playing a trippy dream game, you know, like good stuff.
Good
For the
stuff.
electro, yeah, for the, like if this sounds like too annoying, you can look into FLFE.net. Focused life force energy, FLFE, focused life force energy dot net. And it's like $35 a month. And it basically it's like a you can either connect it to your house or to your cell phone. And what it does is it emits 580 frequency on the Hawkins scale at all times. So that that fries out the lower frequency. And it's also it's incredible for it circumvents most of the Wi-Fi negative effects because your field is calibrated higher.
I actually have a scalar generator from Kenrola that does the same thing.
Yeah, so that play with that to see if you, even hearing the difference in frequency,
It
right?
was
Like.
just that one time that I heard everything, and now it's quiet.
Oh, okay. So you're not dealing with that.
No,
Okay.
thankfully not. But which is interesting because when my dad was in his 50s, he started hearing really loud, high-pitched frequencies, and he had to wear the noise blocking headphones and was having all of these neurological disorders.
So that's your job. That's your job. Your job's going to be part of your job. Part of your purpose here on Earth is going to be able to channel and hear and understand all these different frequencies, even when they're all like coming at you at once. That's going to be incredible discernment to develop. Like we're still living in this world where we're like, we have to develop competencies to know how to type in Word, you know? And meanwhile, the universe is like, bitch, please. You know, you need to be multidimensional now. There's like 18,000 frequencies coming at you. Like, can you tell which one's good? You know? Oh my God. Sorry. I love that
And
so
then
much. You
last
know?
thing I want to say, because I don't want to take up everybody's time, is that I love your mantra. Shut the fuck up. I love you. Shut the
We're
fuck up. We're
flowing.
flowing. We're flowing.
Please use it.
I will.
No proprietary bullshit going on here. All right.
Okay, I'm
Yay.
gonna mute myself now.
How does SEPTA look like? I don't know. What's SEPTA? Oh, scepter. A scepter. Does anyone else want to share while I do a little drawing? Sorry? No, you're just stretching. Sorry. Oh man, I don't have a piece of paper here. No. Ha. Yes. Oh, Michelle, can we hear from you? It's like this new thing Zoom does, right? Like it does this like weird camera angle thing. Like I'm sure you're not moving your camera, but it's like if you lean in, like it does like a woo with the camera. And it's so weird. I'm like, I don't like that effect that Zoom is doing.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was amazing. Oh, as always. It was really interesting. Is when we were feeling the emotions that were we were or the for me, what it came is just pieces of things I've been dealing with over time and images. And I've actually been getting a lot of that this last month. It's like I know there's a lot of clearing going on the planet right now, and it's hit me pretty hard. I've had a lot of problems with not problems, with vertigo, and intense ringing of the ears. But I'm operating as normal, and you know, and but I. But what I've been experiencing, and this happened during the meditation, is just an old memory will come up, and I'll look at it and I go, oh, you're here to be cleared. And so I've been doing the, bringing in the divine and bringing in the Mother Earth and just bringing that into my heart and then just loving it and sending it off. And so those tools have been extremely helpful during this very like intense month of all these energies that I've been feeling. I mean, it's like I don't know if they're downloads or what they are, but it's like these waves coming through. But it was as we were clearing, I could feel every chakra. I could these other things that just haven't been able to clear. Just they're I don't feel them anymore. I mean, I don't the
Excellent.
anxiety or the pressure or the like these are things, some things are completely out of my control, and I've done everything that I can, but I'm still putting so much pressure. I've been putting so much pressure on myself, and I just it was beautiful to just
Yes.
and so you brought us back. Like, holy moly, I don't feel anymore. I feel good, and I just a bit of it just from joy, pure joy of not having these memories or anchors that have been really stifling me.
And that's
And
you said it very well, anchors. It's like
yes.
anchors, right? And it keeps us like, and all of a sudden you lift the anchors and it's your natural state is joy.
Yeah. And you know what feels possible for me now is all the things that I thought I wasn't good enough for.
Oh, well, thank God, because there's no such thing as not being good enough at anything. So, yay. Woof. Yeah, you know, like for me, the belief I hear that's getting like unwoven and like out of your field, but not only your field. It's not only your field, it's the entire field. It's this whole I'm not enough, you know? So I'm not enough. I have to be more. I have to be stronger. I have to be able to do things I don't know how to do. I have like all this fucking have to bullshit, you know, like that. Of course, we would be full of anxiety. How could we not be full of anxiety if we're walking around with that belief? I have to be strong. This is I'm talking about my belief right now. I have to be stronger than I am. I remember being a 5-year-old and being aware of that. I have to be stronger than I am. I don't know how I'm going to do that. Okay. Somehow I have to be stronger than I am. And then all the emotions that were stuck in there, you know, of like, well, why can't I just be a kid that's get support from adults or, you know, whatever, like all the. And then when you manage to release that, it's like, when we release something so completely, it's hard to even remember what was there. And that gets very tricky because, like, the mind's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I want to remember. But a real, really, when you really clear something completely out of your body, it does not exist anymore. And you see it sometimes when I'm working with someone, they're like, I'm like, so how does that feel now? And they're like, how does what feel? And I'm like, the thing we're working on. He's like, what are we working on? They've rebooted, you know, like, and then you've got a choice. Either you're gonna bring them back into it, or you're just gonna be like, okay, cool. So yeah, that's what we want to get to. That place you're going where it's like it gets cleared completely. And then you just get to free flow and play with your energy.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey with you, Julie, and all of you that are part of this. It's exactly what I needed in my life, and I just want you to know how grateful I am. And I
Gave
love
you such
you.
a beautiful message, and I love you too. And we're not done. I'm pretty sure like my January feeling is I'm gonna be doing one of those a month. But I'm gonna do it in a very private, like tight group. And I'm not sure to what extent I would let just anyone come in, you know, like because there's gonna be, I think it's gonna be a mixture of me sharing part of my ascension journey right now and everything that's being taken out of my life so that you have a living embodied example of an ascension adventure with someone that's going through it while I'm also bringing you guys with me. So it's like, I don't know what that looks like yet. It's not, it hasn't like percolated completely, but I'm starting to get little glimpses. And eventually there's going to be like a book, you know, that's going to be just for all of us. Like, anyway, I don't know what that looks like yet. I'm just getting little glimpses for now. And you're very welcome, and I love you too.
Thank you.
That pure, unconditional self-love. Aw, other people are saying that they love you too, Michelle. Okay, Ferris, you're not gone yet. I just want to show you what a scepter looks like. We've seen them in many paintings. There's often a king holding one. You know, like it looks like a big, like gold staff of some kind, and there's something on top. You know, sometimes, like let's say Lord of the Rings, you see other versions of those in the magician sticks, right? They've got some kind of ball in the middle and like a thing holding it, right? So think that, think like a this like stick, you know, with the thing on top, which often looks like a ball, but it's because it's already spinning. So we just see a spin and it looks like a ball glowing energy. But if you would see what the scepters look like, try to draw this. It's not going to be a very good drawing. Okay, so the scepter is a top pyramid and a bottom pyramid on some kind of staff. That top one spins. Spins clockwise because it's like it's us going in the future kind of thing, and the bottom one spins counterclockwise, which is like our past. It's like how we geolocate in the fabric of space-time. And then when you get both of them spinning, the middle is the pure eternal now. And that thing, I don't know if I can draw this, when you get them spinning, little spirals form. It's like advanced alchemy tools. Little spirals form between them. You see that? My little shitty drawing spiral things. And then once that's happening, then the whole thing emits a bunch of light. Not just on the sides like that. It's just because like I can't really show you, but it starts emitting it from all directions. And then, like, depending on which scepter you're working with, that these pyramids will either have 111 facets, or 222, or 333, or 444, and it goes up to 999. So these are 5D beyond tools. Like they were almost impossible to use, like, in a kind of like collapsed 3D setting because they're too advanced. Like it just doesn't. Like even my mentor that that works with those, my master alchemist mentor that passed, that's one of the last things he contributed before switching to just leaving here, is these scepters. And they each have functions and colors, and it's a beautiful system of work to learn. That's advanced alchemy, and I love teaching it. But when I do, it's like I pick a certain amount of people, and we go really, really deep into that for, generally speaking, a couple of years. Like, I just finished my first cohort, and we were together almost 5 years. That's pretty cool, man.
Okay. Thank you, Julie, for the drawing and explanation. But I can't visualize the 222, the 333, and the 555 in this sector. Where would the numbers appear on this sector?
So the numbers, it's not that numbers appear, it's that you see these lines I'm drawing in
Yes.
there? These are all little mini sides. So right now I can only draw like one, two, three, four, five sides, but there's actually 111 or 222 or 333. Right. So instead of it being a pyramid with four sides, right, it's a pyramid with 111 sides or 222 sides.
It's
Or...
like a diamond with many facets.
Yes. That's a very, very good way to look at it. Yeah. So if we're looking with our 3D eyes, we wouldn't see sides. You'd have to look with like a microscope or something. And then you'd be like, oh, what looks like a, circular is actually. Yeah. What's more important, Ferris, is that you intentionally understand it has 111 sides. And then, like, the way I work with them is I visualize it, and then I just do this. Boom, boom. This spins my top one clockwise, right? So that's just my little move I created. I'm aware of the scepter. I'm picking the one I want to work with. Boom, boom. Activate it. The ball starts, and then the energy, you can just direct the energy to something.
So when we are working on the 222 in front, the 333 in the
Yeah.
rose quartz, and the 555 behind,
Yeah.
right? So there are three scepters then.
There are nine scepters. I
Oh.
chose these three scepters to work with.
Oh, okay. So there
Yeah.
are two scepters. Nine of them.
Yes, there's nine scepters. They literally, it's like, and this is where we see the evolution and the 5D consciousness kicking in. We're going in triple digits. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just like, one to nine and then 11 and 22 as master numbers. Like, we have difficulty even embodying master number 33, but this is like the 5-6D stuff where we're not talking about embodying. This is a little bit advanced, but at the sixth dimensional level, your aura doesn't look anything the way it looks like now. You don't have seven bodies. It's like there's like 111 facets to each of your subtle bodies, to each of the subtle bodies. So it's like it just we're not the no that's the don't try to 3D mind is like we don't need to understand it with our 3D mind. What matters is starting the decluttering process so that our energetic bodies are able to just naturally, through natural buoyancy, come back to their natural state. I do this, this is tricky because then it looks like we're going somewhere, and that's not true. We're bringing these frequencies deeper and deeper into the thing, but it's like this or this or this or this or this or this. It's all 3D. It doesn't really. It's very hard to talk about this sometimes because it doesn't really exist. Like the front, back, sides, like that's 5D. All of a sudden, it's all of it. Just like when we're playing with our field. Like, I'm sure you notice the difference between when you do the consciousness play with your field and the mental play with your field.
Sometimes I get into it, and sometimes I come out of it.
I am not
Of
staying
course.
put all the time. I'm
Of
like moving
of
in
course.
and out. Sometimes I'm with you, sometimes I'm away, sometimes I have the human thoughts that will come in.
And then that's okay. Just the same way that, like, when we try to learn to meditate the old Indian way, let's say, you're just like, okay, just sit there and don't think about anything. And then what happens? You can't stop thinking about shit. It's just because that's normal. The goal of the meditation is for you to notice when you got lost in your mind again and come back to being the consciousness. That little movement, that's the goal. And it doesn't matter. You could do it a thousand times over. So what you just said is some of the, you're like, I'm not always there. No, none of us are always there unless you've really like learned to ground your mind, like in your body, like, hey, we're here. That's what we're doing. We go and then we're like, oh, and then you come back. And that action of you coming back, that's the gym. That's the key piece of the gym. That's you going like, I need to go to the gym and work out, instead of like, I should go. So the equivalent of you going like, oh, I got lost, let me come back. That's the equivalent of you like, I'm walking into the gym and I'm gonna go do the work, which is a hard thing to get to. I think we can all agree with that. I've had ideas of going to a gym before, I never went in there. But just, yeah, please remember, don't ever think like, oh, I stopped doing it again. Oh, fuck, there, I'm in my mind again. No, that's the goal. It's like, oh, I went there again. And ideally, you start being able to catch it when it's happening. What are the thoughts or the things that your ego is able to like, kind of like hook into you and that make you like leave where you are and like, and then you get really good at knowing your seams, like, and being like, eh, I see that one coming. And then you do the Michelle version, you just kind of go and love it all. Love it into oblivion.
Julie, what I do when I'm my thoughts start
Okay.
wandering.
Paris.
Sorry, Chris. I encapsulate the thought in a bubble and then I pop it. When I'm trying, when I'm meditating and then these thoughts start coming in, I'm like, oh, wait, no, just bubble it and then either let it float away or I pop it. That's my method.
Yeah, it's kind of like yoga, like a style, like kind of like it's like the thoughts are clouds in the sky, and just let them go by, So I would invite you to try something even more interesting. Go right in the thought in a completely neutral way. You
Do write
transmute it inside out. You
it?
transmute the inside out. The thought comes because there's an emotion attached to it. So you lean right into it, lovingly, super neutrally. It's almost like, oh, look, there's a demon right there. Let me go lean into that. Like that kind of neutrality. Like that's something that you'd be like, ah, fuck. No emotion. Just gonna go lean right into it. Can that thought coexist with your full awareness into it? Find out. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying what you're doing is wrong, but it creates that idea of like, this is something in the way, and I'm going to push it away while I'm doing this. And I want to invite you to go like, oh, this is showing up. What's in the way is the way. Oh, that's showing up. Let me just go right in there. What's left if I'm fully in there? 80% of the time, nothing. 20% of the time, gems of intuition.
Yeah, that'll be good to explore.
Okay, Ferris, I'm sorry we kind of just cut you off. Is there anything you wanted
Yeah,
to
sorry,
anything?
Ferris. Oh,
Yeah, we didn't.
no. Yeah, I think all these are spontaneous. It's all right. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, sometimes I'm always too much in the mental and trying to figure out things. Thank you.
That's what we all do,
Yeah,
Ferris. It's okay. And
it is.
then you just
Yeah.
Just
It's
keep
a,
breathing,
yeah.
come back to your body. Just come back to your
Yes,
body.
yes.
Come back to your body. Always, always. When the thought's like, wah, 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 you're like, oh, what's going on in my body? Because the thought is like a reaction to something, to a deeper energy. And you don't need to like go dissect and think about what's in your body. You can just be like, oh, I'm just gonna go hang out with that energy in my body. And you'll see that the thoughts will eventually go away because the thoughts are just like, hey, there's something going on. Hey. But then if you go and hang out with what's going on, you don't have that hey thing going on anymore because you have gone there and stayed there. That's the goal. We go there and we stay there. We don't come back up. Yeah. But Ferris, it's a process and you're doing great. Like, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, you bring us really very high level.
Yeah. Can't help myself. I like to get high. What can I say? I have
It's
a
a
stupid
good
stuff.
taste of it. It's a good
Yeah.
taste.
Yeah. Imagine if we get all nine sectors spinning at once and in a double ball. Oh my God. I'm like, I want to try. Calm down. Okay. Who else wants to Yeah, Tori.
Hi, this was really
Hi.
amazing, really amazing. In fact, at one point I was having a hot flash, and I'm
Me
beyond
too. Oh.
that. I was over that quite a few years ago, so, but it was interesting. And then I found that as I was moving the ball through my body, that it activated some issues I have, some nerve pain and stuff like that. So what happened was it activated it. It seemed to remove some of it, but it's like it's kind of given me a different ache. So I'm wondering, should I go back and address, it's like a new one. Or maybe it's just I notice it more because the other one has been kind of
Yeah, that's I think
reduced.
it's that more. I think it's what's underneath that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
That's why
which is
I
good.
was kind of wondering because it's sort of like, I know it's a message. My body's trying to let me know some things. And okay, you think it's under that. So no, that's good. That's
Oh, that
good.
which is a good thing, right?
It's a good
It's like
thing. It's a
getting
good
closer
thing
and closer to
too.
a root. And the go there and stay there, the beauty of that idea, like to just in a loving way, like you could certainly go in there with the 222 if you want, because it's really good at just melting things, like it helps to like I don't know how to say it properly. I don't have the right words in English. Like it consumes the emotion, but not in a bad consumer way, of like, I'm gonna take this and then throw it out in the garbage. Like, not that. Like, it just allows it to, oh my God, you see me and you're allowing me to express myself to you.
It's kind of
And
like
it's,
breathing. You're not holding your breath anymore. It allows you to the out breath.
Yeah. And if the pain, and you'll notice if the pain is kind of like nervous, like nerves, you can use like light silver blue. Just amazing for nerve work,
Okay.
like a cooling
Cooling,
agent.
yeah.
Yeah. So silver, powdery silver blue, however you want to say it, like light blue silver with silver powder, light blue silver or light blue with silver powder or silvery powder blue. To
Okay.
cool down. And then if you notice it's like something that would like to get kind of like just give me some fire so I can like wow, consume myself, then you go with or golden orange.
Okay. Yeah, and another thing, one of my cats, she just loves to sit in my lap when I'm doing this work.
Of
In
course.
fact, she's even interrupted me before. She's over here like going meow, meow, meow.
Like, when's it starting?
Put her in my lap, and then she just curls up and sleeps. It's really fun.
Oh, they love it. They love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're such good allies. Like they know how to consume negative emotion and make it negative energy and makes them stronger. The dogs run away from it or attack it, but the cats are just kind of, and they synthesize it from the inside. And somehow, I don't know how they do it, but it's freaking cool, man. There's a reason they were considered sacred animals for a long time. Yeah. Nice to see you, Tori.
Oh, it's good to see you. It's good to be seen. It's nice to meet all of you too. It's really, we're this is a powerful group. It's really amazing what we're doing.
Is. I feel like playing with scepters more and more in these group calls. I had no idea where we're going there. I had no idea we were going to use scepters. Okay, just FYI, that was a complete surprise to me. Like, I thought we were going to use some colors. The idea of the ball with the three scepters, I had no idea we were going to do that. Super important to realize that. You know, this is not like I don't sit there for 10 hours controlling and over preparing material that then would prevent whatever, because it's in real time based on where everyone is at in the group and whoever's going to be listening to the call. I'm not going to sit here and act like I can control that. You know what I mean? Like, so all of that came through us. How cool is that? So that lets me know, bunch of scepter girls over here. Oh man, I just saw a cute cartoon in my hand. Scepter girls. Yes, this is what it looks like when you have less and less crap in you. You're just very playful and fun. And ooh, I have a good question for you. Did any of you notice the discernment that Source brought in for us to understand the difference between something intense and something powerful? That is a very powerful discernment to work on. Because a lot of like negative emotions are super intense. You know, like, you know, when someone's angry, it's like, rah, and that's intense. But higher frequency emotions are super powerful. But it's not the same. They're not screaming at you. They envelop you, right? They envelop you and go through you completely. To be able to understand the difference between something intense and something powerful is to be able to understand the difference between a negative and a super positive emotion or frequency, I might add. That's a discernment we want to keep working on, keep working on. Angela, would you like to share something?
I'm so tired now. I can't
Oh,
string two words together.
it's okay. You're sleeping
The one
very
thing
nice.
I found very interesting was I didn't get any emotions coming up, but all sort of physical contortions that didn't seem to have anything to much to do with that. And then when you
Nice.
mentioned, was it interdimensional or
Yeah, the
interplanetary?
888 sector.
Everything just sort of dissolved. And I thought, oh, what am I going to find out? But it was all gone. So my mind
At a
couldn't
certain
get
point, I knew I
nosy.
had to call in that scepter. I was like, I don't know what's going on here, but we need the one that pulls things out from other dimensions that are in us.
I hadn't really sort of thought in those terms before. So that was interesting.
I look forward to you letting me know by email in a couple of days, like how that's. Like, oh, I don't know. And I want to remind you, emotions are physical. Emotions are physical, right? And
Well,
when you feel,
you said to me before, it's all car crash stuff and stuff like that, which has been fantastic learning. I
yeah,
mean,
it's like
it's
it's
a gift.
biochemical. Yeah, it's biochemical, right? It's physical in that sense. That's actually another way to tell the difference between the intense emotions and the powerful ones. They become more and more subtle, like they, as in they tap into more of the field at once. Oh, that's thank you
Oh,
for
that
that.
was interdimensional stuff. That really shone a light on that. But I couldn't find words to say what it did.
Yeah, it's
It went
okay.
beyond words, beyond words.
Yeah, and words, words, words. Good. Good. I'm glad to thank you for sharing that because it's always fun to know, like, why did the 888 have to come in? What was that all about? Because I don't know when I'm doing it. It's not like I'm like, oh, this person needs. No, I'm just being a field, and I allow that. How would I describe that? I'm being a field, and I put my field all around our fields, I think, or something like that. See how words are so useless sometimes?
Encompassed
Yeah. Yeah, but somehow it goes through it as well.
through it
So,
as well. Oh, yeah.
yeah, somehow. Anyways, woo. Well, good. And so you will sleep very well, probably. And
Interesting. Very interesting.
lots of water, and good salt in the water, please. Very important after we do work like this. You need to remineralize your body as much as you can. So, like a kosher salt, some kind of Himalayan or gray salt or whatever, and just a little bit in water. Like, not enough that you're like, salty water, but enough that the water has, you can tell there's something a bit different. Yeah. Super important before you go to bed, if possible, please. Yes, 333 is the rose quartz. Yeah. Yeah. It was so funny when I learned with the master alchemist that taught me these tools. He was like, he's such a male energy. He's like, these are all the very powerful, like, and then he's kind of like, and I'm like, what about the 333 one? That's rose quartz. He's like, oh, it's the unconditional love. You use that when nothing else works. Doesn't that mean that it's probably one of the strongest ones? Anyways, such a male thing to say. Yeah, I guess you can do that love female thing if nothing else works. You're like, I have probably gone over time, haven't I? Not too bad, 7 minutes. Nice. Would you like to share, Roop, or did you? You might have fallen asleep. It's like in the middle of the night for her over there, I think. Yeah. Puis toi, la sœur, tu dis quelque chose ou?
Hello. That's
Okay,
what I said.
that's what you wanted to say. It's okay. I'm
Well,
kidding.
it's just that all the way I was like, before even the call, I was like at peace, like full of freedom, light, and everything. And I had one of my cats who always come with me. And when I wake up, I felt something like I was having my other cats on the other side. And this is very funny how our different parts of beings playing with us, like, because I was feeling at peace, but I didn't felt the kind of urge as a torrent of water, of emotion, of things like that coming up or trying to getting out. I don't know. And I felt my liver like kind of blooming, and like now it's all there. Like it's like an unfinished work. And I don't even know if I want to cry, if I'm happy, if I'm okay, I don't know what I am right now. So, but it was funny when Tori said, "Oh, my cat comes on my lap." She gave me a smile, because I said, "Oh, my two cats was on
Yeah.
my each side, probably because I wasn't needing it, But
Yeah.
Marley is one of my cat that always come in any work that I'm doing like that. So right now I'm just processing, like
Bref,
it's all over. Sorry?
Bref, t'as un beau gros maton.
De fromage,
Oh.
oui. Because
Sorry,
we have to
I'm
share that
speaking French. I just
story.
said basically you got this big ball of bull that wants to come out, right? Like, and some of it we process through tools, but you can all some of it we process through expressing it. You got a nice little bull, the boulette à
No, but
vomir,
it's
là.
everywhere. Like usually it's only in the plexus.
Now I feel like, and it's not in the back. It's really in the front. It's all in the
Yeah,
front.
well,
And
that
it's
green
all my
sheen there in the
chakras.
front.
Every energetic center are something to blast.
Yes.
And yeah. And I'm into it. Like since a couple of weeks, I'm into that kind of thing. Like just assuming my voice and leaving all the culpability, all the doubts, all the, every time I'm talking, people are shocked because usually I close my mouth and don't say nothing. But I realized with one of my old friends, like he said so many qualities about me, and I say, yeah, but what are you doing with when I open my mouth and people feeling bad? Because I know I'm saying the truth, and I'm feeling bad about saying the truth because I know it's not always easy to receive the truth. But this is what I am, and I'm feeling bad to be that, So it's connected.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's a nice chunk.
I have
That's a
something to talk to you just with you after if you
Of
have
course,
5 minutes.
yeah, we can chit chat after. Just by the way, this is that's well, I don't know where she is on your screen, but this person called Kay is has been my soul sister and best friend for almost 30 years. So we've been at this together for a long time.
Yeah, and I'm always surprised. Like, I remember us working together when we start, and we wanted to, oh, we're gonna work as fast as possible so we can create schools and help people, da, 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 And now we're realizing like, no. The source gonna create space for us for a few many people that are ready to work with us on the respectful moment, on a respectful rhythm, with a
Exactly.
respectful peace. It's less work to think about, like because and
Not
I
only that, but what a relief. What a relief.
yeah, it
You
is.
know?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because just for myself, just for yourself, just for everyone in here. It's so dense already. It's so deep. So think about working at let's say 500 people all together. You need a big team to help all these people like to shift and to have a hug or to smile or to, like you cannot do this just one or two people. Like
Yeah, and it's
we have to be a
sensical,
good
like
team.
doing that. Like I'm very clear for me. I'm very clear on
Yeah.
my
Small
model
groups.
is one to one or one to few. I'm not
Yeah.
interested in one to many.
It's more quality, right? It's more quality. We'll
Yeah, and it
see.
depends on the kind of activations. If it's like light language activation, you're gonna have 200 people on the call, whatever. Like it's like intergalactic beings doing the work. Like, but that's I prefer slow, steady, high quality, good focus on each person. That's
But I'm
same
impressed.
way
It's
it
been
is.
like so many years that I'm working on myself, and now I feel like, okay, what's going on? And I don't want to matter too much because I know it's going on anyway,
Yeah,
but
just putting some love in there.
it's so intense. It's like, oh yeah, it's about almost 30 years
Is
that I'm
it
working on myself,
intense or is it powerful?
Both. Right now it's both. Right now it's both. I was kind of laughing when he asked that question because my brain was like, why is she asking this question? Because you have to meditate on it because sorry the terms, but you fuck me up most of the time with that intensity, Let's be powerful with that. Like, but it was, it, yeah, so you make me smile. Yeah.
Cool. All
Okay. I didn't know I had this to
right.
share again.
Ooh,
Thank
is
you.
part of the talking after is just a okay. Everything's we feel stable. I look forward to seeing you again. We
Yeah,
have
you too.
the solstice meditation on December 21st. You're all part of it. You'll have it as part of the program, the package that you bought. And I'll probably have a couple more people join us on the call. And then I'll let you know what's coming up in January. I think there's going to be some kind of small little group. And I'd like to bring you into a mixture of a deep alchemy work mixed in with, I don't know what that looks like yet, like the me sharing the process I'm in as I whatever. I don't even know where it goes. So in French, there's books, they're called Books of Which You Are the Hero. And it's like each paragraph, you have to make a decision and go into another paragraph in another part of the book. And so it's not like a linear book. It's kind of like that. That's kind of what we're gonna do. I don't know what that's gonna look like, but that's the fun part. My mind doesn't get to know. Right. That said, that's my parting words. Don't stay stuck in your mind. As soon as you catch yourself going in the confusion, or do I do this, or do I do that, or any of these polarity, dualistic bullshit things, just kind of like come back to like, whoa, I'm in my mind. I forgot to just be in all of my field. And then reassess that same problem from that place of being fully in your field. And it's kind of trippy. Half the time you'll be like, eh? But there's nothing left. And that kind of lets you know there was nothing there in the first place. Because as soon as you're back in your field, you're back in the energy. The energy knows you're there with it. You're not ignoring it. And then there's no need to send signals up to this thing, the chatterbox, you know? So catch yourself. Oh, let me come back to my field. Let me come back to my field. Just keep coming back to your field. A beautiful rest of your Saturday. I'll see you soon.